On Tuesday, Anchorage will hold its annual municipal election. Although the candidate campaign advertisements have not been as heavy as in recent years, this spring's voting will decide the political dominance of the Anchorage Assembly. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The current assembly is divided between 6 progressives and 5 conservatives, a division that often marks some crucial votes. It means that while Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan is buffered from veto overrides, he can also find administration-favored proposals thwarted. The 5 seats in this spring's election are currently held by 2 progressives and 3 conservatives. One progressive, Sheila Selcraig, and one conservative, Dan Coffey, decided not to seek re-election. Selcraig's assembly retirement has produced a 3-way Northeast Anchorage contest between Paul Honeman, a moderate who ran for mayor last year, along with political newcomers Adam Trombley and Tom Purcell. Trombley has received considerable conservative support, including a contribution from Mayor Sullivan. Coffey's absence resulted in a 3-way race between Dick Traney, Andy Clary, and Joshua Whitaker. The generally conservative Traney has previously served a little over 10 years on the assembly, spread over portions of 3 decades. He cites his experience. First-time campaigner Clary says it's time for new ideas. In his campaign literature, Clary aligns himself closely with the mayor's policies. In another race drawing considerable attention, attorney Matt Clement, a progressive who served as acting mayor between now-Senator Mark Begich's resignation and Sullivan's taking office, is battling challengers Bill Siegler and Ernie Hall. Hall, a businessman, ran for lieutenant governor with Democrat Fran Ulmer, but in this race enjoys considerable conservative backing, including some former Republican mayors. Besides the 5 assembly races, there are 2 school board seats on the ballot, along with 4 municipal bond packages totaling just over $40 million. Citing the economy, the Anchorage School Board declared a bond holiday and has no propositions on this year's municipal ballot. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.